Welcome to Teidodigawa Bookmakers at teidodigawabookmakers.podbean.com. Thanks for dropping by. Nice to see you again. Today we're going to talk about slipcases and clamshell boxes. Why? Because I'm going to make a clamshell box in the coming week, and I've already made a slipcase. You can see pictures of it at teidodigawabookmakers.podbean.com. There's two pictures of a slipcase I made for Cloud Atlas. I'm not sure what I think about Cloud Atlas. It's kind of an interesting book. I kind of like it. The entire thing is in the first person, but the first person keeps changing from chapter to chapter. One thing I did like is that each chapter title was in a different font. I noticed that right away because in an earlier book that I did called Tristram's Printer, each chapter had its own font, which of course doesn't translate into an ebook or anything. And just as a self-promotional side, you can actually buy Tristram's Printer from smashwords.com, or you can email me and I will sell you a handmade copy. More about the book at teidodigawabookmakers.podbean.com. But I thought it was interesting that each chapter title in Cloud Atlas had a different font, and of course different characters and different time. I think it's a book you could read more than once and learn more about it and get more involved in it, but if you read it just once, you might find yourself wondering what's going on. I read it just once, but I kind of understood what's going on. I'm eager to see the movie. I would like to see the movie. It would be interesting to see how they managed to do that. Getting back to the slipcase thing, I made a slipcase for Cloud Atlas because I borrowed it a long time ago, and I thought I'd make something nice and give it back to the man who owns the book. That's why I only read it once. And the slipcase was, the problem is my printer can't print anything larger than A4, and this book is big, so I needed to print the spine and everything else was separate. It was kind of good, kind of nice. It came out well. You can see pictures, of course, at teidodigawabookmakers.podbean.com. And next week, I am going to make a clamshell box for a book of mine that I've had for a long time. Not a book of mine. A book I own that I've had for a long time, and it's getting a little dusty and ragged around the edges. It's an art book, I think, that should be preserved better. So I'm getting into slipcases and clamshell boxes. Is this going to take time away from my bookmaking? Probably, but that's the way life is. Here comes the drama. Please enjoy.
Focus, focus, focus. That's what I learned from a musician friend of mine who spent the first 5 years of high school, well, high school plus, doing nothing but practicing guitar. Every day, practice guitar, 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 guitar. Weekends, when everybody else was going out and having dates and getting drunk and throwing up, he was practicing guitar. Now, of course, he's rich and famous and as a guitarist, and he can do whatever he wants, and the rest of us are going, I think I'll go get drunk. So focus, focus, focus. I'm only going to concentrate on making books to the best of my ability from now on. Yes, sir, that's what I'm going to do. Just books. Teidodigawa Bookmakers, how can you be helped?
Yeah, I know you're a bookbinder, but I really need some help making boxes for some books. I have a bunch of books. I need to put them in boxes so I can give them to clients so they can feel special, and I can get more money from them for doing more things, and so I can give more money to people who book boxes for my books. Can you do that?
I'm sorry, sir. We're a bookbinder. We are not a box maker.
It's $100 a book.
$100 a book? $100 a book. How many books?
Let me see. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 25.
That's yes, sir. I'll be right over. I can focus next week.